Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN on a pretty nice Monday for everybody. Enjoy the Monday. Enjoy the Monday. We're about to get a little hairy out there.
Yeah.
If you look at the forecast coming up over the next real week or so, starting with the wind tomorrow and potentially ending with some big snow over the weekend. So enjoy today. You got a good feeling out there. Joe, you awake? You at it? You ready to go?
I'm awake. You know, didn't get the most consistent sleep. You know, in the moment you wake up, you look at the clock, you go, ooh, I got another 2 hours. But then you realize, well, that was stopping me from getting any consistent sleep last night after going to bed after midnight. So I'm here. I'm alert. And you know what? It's all worth it.
Yeah.
That was almost a sneeze.
I was going to say that's either a sneeze or you just smelled onions.
No.
That's what it looked like you were doing. I'm like that. I feel like 100% better. Like this time last week, I was just down and out on the couch. I have this. I think this is common with like everyone who's been sick over the last month with everything that's going around. I still got that like the not a runny nose, but like the snot, the phlegm that like.
That's what it sounds
congestion
like.
Congestion thing. I don't know what it is. What's going on?
Like you said, everyone I know who's been sick in the last month, they say, yeah, I feel better, but something's just lingering around. And that's what I hear.
Got this blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, it makes you a little tongue twist. Anyways, what a game last night.
Oh.
What was your favorite part of the game? Like, do you have a favorite moment in the game?
I mean, I have the Sherfield catch after I said, why is he out there? I thought that was great. It kind of gave a little momentum. But you know what? I have to say, as exciting as the Hardy punt return was for a touchdown, the Dawson Knox touchdown to take the lead, finally the Bills have a lead in this game. It sounded like Highmark Stadium in there. Because, Brian, I'm not going to lie, I was at a low point during the game yesterday. I really was like, this offense is not going to get back in the end zone. And I went from that low to the highest of highs. So I'd have to say the Dawson Knox touchdown to game-winning touchdown would have to do it for me.
It was the that interception to seal it for me. Like, that was a off-the-couch, hands-in-the-air moment. Honestly, the interception on the first drive, too. Like,
yes.
That was one. There's just something about the way the defense played yesterday. 803-0930, by the way, if you want to join us. That I loved the defense making those exclamation point plays. Like the game was sealed not with the touchdown, but with an interception.
Yeah.
The second half, they couldn't do anything against the Bills on defense. And, you know, even if it looked like we couldn't do anything, you know, we could do everything but score, or maybe that was it. But to have this team that has been talked about all year long, about, you know, how great they are, at all, you know, the best offensive team, yada, yada, yada. And the two times we've played them, for us to be able to shut them down like that and to have the defense be the side of the ball that really sticks the nail in the coffin, there's something to that. And then they kept showing Josh McDaniel's face. I mean, Joe, we were talking about Bill Belichick. Did you watch any of that game? Did you see him on the sideline?
Watched the last 30 seconds.
Him, when they kept showing Bill Belichick's face, he looked, I mean, I'm trying to think, he looked like he was hiding, you know, on his way into a courtroom. He just covered, barely his eyes. He looked like Darth Vader or something like that. The hood is hanging over. You couldn't see his face at all. It was hilarious. We may not have that face to look at on the sidelines any longer.
That's right.
But fear not. It's been replaced by a new hateable face, or a face that you love to see squirm, and that's McDaniel on the sideline for the Dolphins. When they showed him after the Sherfield touchdown, when they showed him after all... It was great to see that. And we talked about it last week with our guest from Miami, who just like, he's a weird guy, easy to pick on when you're the opposing team, and that's what I was feeling last night.
Yeah, I mean, Mike McDaniel also invites a lot of the criticism, right? Because when they're winning, he has all this swagger, and then when they're losing, he's got the face that we saw during the NBC broadcast. It's a great point you make about the defense, Brian, because this offense that, like you said, everyone talks about, had a chance to seal the deal, and didn't on fourth down. And it was, you had Miami get that little bit of extra momentum. You heard Chris Collinsworth talk about how important the momentum is in the last 2 minutes. And for Rapp to make that interception and seal the deal when the offense couldn't, I do think was the cherry on top.
I don't blame him for that, though. They went for it. I mean, they were like, what? A hair. They got a bad spot. That's what I kept yelling at the TV. Get a bad spot! Get
I thought
bad
it was
spot.
A bad spot until the replay.
What do you... No! How dare you? It was a bad spot. I'm like, ref, what are you doing?
I say we go with the field goal. We got one of the highest paid kickers in the league for a reason. You kick the field goal. The All defense right. had been playing so well in the second half.
What would that have been, like 55 yards or so?
Yeah, he's made
it. I don't trust him for that.
He's made it. He's made it in...
When, 3 years ago?
But he's made it in the crucial wins of Highmark Stadium. There was no weather affecting
Has he made one this year? What's his longest this year?
I think it's 53.
It's been a rough year for him.
It's been a rough year, but...
Go get half a yard. That's my... Right? Like, go get half a yard. And you almost did. Like, you got stuffed. Oh, well, it happens sometimes. But, like, go get half... You should get a yard. I almost got a yard.
I'll tell you, if it was a win or you go home, they kicked the field goal. I think so. I think there's different calls in that game.
Because if you miss that field goal, you give him the ball at the 50-yard line.
You got to trust Tyler Bass.
Nah, I don't. I don't.
Tyler Bass in crucial situations late in the year has never let us down.
803-0930, taking your comments this morning as we're all excited after a big Bills win. Dave is in Tampa. Dave, what are you doing? What are you thinking this morning?
Oh, I thought it was a great game. Yeah, there were some things they could have done different, but in the end, they ended up with a win, and that's the biggest factor for me. I agree, though, with that field goal try. If you miss it, you end up giving them the ball in midfield, and that's not what you want to do. But I don't like those fourth and inches like that when they had Fournette in there, and he's trying to push Josh over the over the goal line or over the line of scrimmage to get the first down. I mean, Miami's looking for that. They lined up the entire defense, trying to push him back. So I kind of would have liked to see maybe giving him Fournette and let him go around the end or something. You know, something different, something they're not looking for. And I do think Miami's defense is overrated, just a tad. I don't think they're that good that everybody thinks they are.
Yeah, Dave, I like to hear it. The whole team's overrated.
I agree with you. I think the whole team is overrated, too. I think they'll have a hard time beating Kansas City in Kansas City. Let them go there. Let us take Pittsburgh here. I just looked at the 10-day forecast for you guys. Sunday, 23 high, windy and snow. I love it.
Making you happy to be in Tampa?
I love it. I've been in Bill State all my life, but I love it. I absolutely love it.
Hey, Dave, thank you. And 803-0930 if you want to get. I don't love it, actually, for this game. This is like the worst-case scenario playing the Steelers to have the snow here.
I was going to say, Aaron and I were talking. If the Steelers had lost and everything else went the same, it would have been the Jaguars in Buffalo.
Yeah, it would have been great. Or the Texans. You know, if that was it, like, that would have been great. Like, they're passing the ball all over the place. They have Devin Singletary. You would be used to it, but... I mean, like, that would have been great. The Steelers in the snow is not what I want. Like, their whole game is they're going to try and muck it up with us.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to compete with airing it out and stuff if they have help from
ball
the
control.
Weather. I don't like that too much.
But, you know, Dave makes a point about Miami's defense. I mean, the Bills gave them a few prizes in the red zone that would have been more points. I mean, yeah, the Bills beat themselves and then came back and won the game, which I thought was great. By the way, 54 is Tyler Bass's longest field goal, and that was the very competitive game against the Commanders earlier in the season.
So I have a few questions for people out there. I want to hear if you were at the game and you're listening this morning or you were in Miami. This might be a long shot with how late people got in or if you're just getting up right now. But on Saturday, these tornadoes were I saw from people who were there, like, so close to where all the Bills fans were gathered. I mean, like, what was that? You're at a packed, like, people literally hanging off the top of the roof, Bills bar, you know, all over the street. And you look down and you see these tornadoes. I mean, that's got to be a sight to see.
I know.
Right?
I mean, would the first thing you do, I guess it would be the
like,
first
do you
thing-
run?
Well, a lot of people were pulling their phones out.
Yeah, no one was running.
I saw numerous Bills fans taking video of this tornado.
Where are we now? If a plane is crashing, like, people just pull out there. I mean, does it have to be heading straight to you for you to not pull out your phone?
Yeah, I don't know how a tornado works.
Well, if the dinosaur asteroid came to Earth again, like, oh, what would you do? Like, no one's going to be kissing their loved ones. They're just going to be videotaping it.
For who?
Yeah, for it to just be, like, obliterated in 2 seconds. Like, that's what it's going to look like. We're all just going, like, you know, phones up to the sky. But, like, that had to be crazy.
Yeah.
What was that like? And, all right, Joe, so this one's for you. What about next week? What about the playoffs? What about going to the game? 803-0930 here, because I'm wondering, what with the Steelers coming into town, it changes things a little bit, right? So if we were hosting the Jags or the Texans, they're not bringing fans to Buffalo. Yeah. Like, they're,
no offense,
but there's just not a lot of those fans making their way up to Buffalo. Pittsburgh travels, I think they are the team that it's Steelers, Cowboys, I would say, and then Bills of fan bases that are notorious for traveling to away games and taking over away stadiums. The Steelers fans travel, and if you've ever been to a Bills-Steelers game, you know.
A lot of terrible towels.
Always a ton. No, it doesn't matter how big the game is for the Bills, home opener the other year. A ton of Steelers fans in the crowd.
Do you remember the Steelers were playing the Chargers when the Chargers played at a soccer stadium for a few years, and it was a home game for the Steelers, and that's in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have, like, in that case, you have people from, it's like people from Buffalo. There's people from Buffalo who transplant. Pittsburgh's the same way. Kind of that Rust Belt thing, transplants all over. So you have that. And then you have the traveling on top of it. So it, like, kind of compounds. And just like when you're watching a Bills game in Arizona or something, you see all these Bills fans like, what the heck? The Steelers are the same way. It's a close drive. I expect a lot of Steelers fans to be making it. So this kind of goes to two things. One, how much would you pay to go to this Bills playoff game? We've had a few now, right? Like, this isn't year one. Like, it's become a little... We've done it before. It's not the first playoff game in 20 years at home. It's not this or that. How does that change it in any way for you going? And how much would you hold out if you have a ticket? If you're a season ticket holder like you, Joe. Because I'm looking, I saw it was about 200 I saw on the secondary market this morning. Most of the tickets were around 250, and that's the cheap get-in price. I would expect that this morning to go up just because of the demand from the Steelers fans.
Yeah.
What would you sell for? If you had a ticket, what would be the number where you're like, I'm going to list this ticket. I think they'll win. I'll go next week, and I'll go for free because I just made so much money.
That's my answer. I mean, that is it. If I can pay for the divisional round, so that means get my money back plus for my seats, 173, then I would sell them. I mean, and that's less than I made off the Miami game earlier in the regular season. But like you said, warm weather, it doesn't compete. But if I could pay for the divisional round, there's a good chance I'd sell my tickets. And knowing, as you know, the people in front of me never go. They always sell. So there will be Steeler fans, just like there were Dolphin fans last year. There will be Steeler fans in front of me, which is going to annoy me. So if I could pay for the divisional round, if that offer was on the table, I would really consider not going.
Roughly, what would that have to be per ticket?
So per ticket, it would have to be 150 for me to make money and get the divisional round. So that would be pay back what I paid for these tickets and get divisional round, 150 a ticket.
Well, you can make that right now.
I could.
Yeah.
But but after fees and everything is what I'm looking at. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I have to see. I think that's before fees that I'm looking at this because this computer here resets.
Okay.
I'd have to look again. But I think that's before fees and everything. Like, 200 was the lowest that I saw one listed for today.
Per ticket.
Per ticket. Right? Like, what's your, when it comes to the first round of the playoffs, you've done it before. What's your, there's going to be a lot of fans trying to buy your seat. What's your number now?
But then I think of Joe Beamer in, 2008 when I first got these tickets. And like, how upset 2008 Joe Beamer would be.
Yeah.
The fact that I would consider not going to a playoff game.
Do you also, it's the same thing with, as a Sabres guy now, you always run into the people who chastise you for selling your tickets to Toronto fans for the Toronto games. And I always say, one, I didn't sell it to a Maple Leafs fan. I sold it to a random person on the internet. I have no idea, who they are. But you get this like, oh, you're letting the building be taken over. Do you feel any sort of that? Like, hey, you got to keep the home atmosphere, you know there's a decent chance a Pittsburgh fan's going to be buying your ticket. Is there some of that that runs through your mind?
No, because through this season, I have had the opposing team fans sit in front of me, to the right of me, to the left of me, and behind me.
It's about time they took your seats.
So if anyone around me wants to say anything, I can throw a game against the Giants. I can throw a game against anyone that the Bills have played this season. I've had on either in front, to the side, or behind me, I've had a fan of the opposing team.
Throw right back at him. I love it. We'll go to Joe in Fort Lauderdale. Joe, you're on WBEN. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on, Joe? Hey, did you see that tornado?
Well, I didn't see it, but I'll tell you what. We were at the Russ Salvatore party, and everybody was packed in there like sardines. There was over 800 people there. And all of a sudden, I feel my phone buzzing, and then my wife feels her phone buzzing. And I'm thinking, oh, what's going on? And I look, and it says, take cover, tornado warnings. And then we've got the Ravens game up on the big screen, and they take the Ravens game off, and they said, everybody take cover. So now we got 800 people from Buffalo, and they're thinking, what the heck's going on? They're, we're not used to tornadoes and all that. And luckily, we were about a mile away from the tornado, and nobody did get hurt, and there was no significant damage. But it was a little bit frightening there for just a minute when you're looking at 800 people in the crowd there, and all going, and then they're all from Buffalo, and they're all going, what the heck's going on, man? What do we do?
So would you make a bunker out of kegs?
Yeah, exactly, man. That's what we did. And everyone just got under the fire. It was cool. No, but it was for a minute, I think it was a little bit panicky just for a second when people go, is this really happening? Is this something we've got to worry about? And then, everything was fine. And like I say, the actual tornado was probably only about a mile away from the spot that we were there.
Wow. Joe, thanks for the call, and thanks for the painting that picture for us. I had a friend who was down there who I was texting back and forth with, and he said something like, it's like 10 blocks away. We're fine here at the party. Oh, is that all? It's 10 blocks
from the tornado. I mean, if I can see it, I'm going to freak out, right? Like, I've seen Twister.
Is the rule, I feel like I've heard this somewhere, if it doesn't look like it's getting bigger, that means it's coming toward you?
I would not know.
I mean, Joe, that's from the internet. That could be,
but
just...
it can only move in, it can only move in a straight path, right? A tornado? Or am I making that up?
That sounds made up.
Okay.
But I am not a tornado
expert. I thought like it couldn't go, it can't go left or right. It can only go straight from where it's coming.
Ask me about lake effect. I know that better.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but that's like, what right, we need to know. Yeah. You know what you, where you live. But no, that had to be absolutely crazy if you were down there celebrating the Bills and then all of a sudden, tornado warning on the phone.
So Bills, Steelers here on Sunday, 1 o'clock. Perfect time. I love Sunday at one.
It's great. I mean, Saturday, you could have. I would have liked that, but Sunday, 1 o'clock, I'll take it every time.
As soon as I saw we weren't playing the AFC South, I knew we weren't playing at 4:30 on Saturday.
That's, you knew one of those teams were there. Hey, so we're going to take a little break. We're going to have the news with Lucas in just a moment here. And when we come back, I want to hear more from you. So if you have tickets to the game, what's your price? What are you holding on to them for? How much would you sell them for? Would you sell them for this game? If you want tickets, how much would you pay to get in? What are you thinking this morning with the Bills in the playoffs?
And what about the Steeler fans? There are Steeler fans in Buffalo. How much are you paying for this game?
If you're a Steeler fan in Buffalo, you have to go.
Right, exactly. Like, you can't not be at that game.
We were making fun of, we had Dolphin fans in our One Fantasy Football League, like, group, who live in the Rochester area, and we were making fun of them for not going to the game. Like, they're in Buffalo. It's the playoffs. You have to go. They didn't go.
If you aren't rooting for the hometown team and your team is within, what is it, 2 hours? You got to go.
I was like one. Oh, okay. Maybe. Two is,
hey,
two
if,
is still
if Virginia Tech and Syracuse, I'm going down the road.
Well, yeah, you're a different animal. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer, here with you on WBEN. We're back here, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN, soaking in a nice Bills win from yesterday. They're heading to the playoffs. Not only heading to the playoffs, they're going to host a playoff game.
Or two.
Or three. Yeah. I mean, they're number two seed, which means they're definitely at home this week against the Steelers Sunday, 1 o'clock. And if they win that, they'd be home again And, you know, who knows? It could be even a home for an AFC championship game. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
That team with the bye week does not have good luck in the divisional round.
I mean, anything is possible. Yeah. So I'm wondering for people, as you're now sizing it up, you know when they're going to play, you know that they're in the playoffs, you know who they're going to play. What are you thinking when it comes to the ticket market for the team? Because my first thought is, all right, Steelers are in town. Well, I wasn't going to go to the game in the first place. No chance I'm even tempted to go to the game now, because Pittsburgh fans for the Steelers, they travel much like Bills fans do. It's like the Steelers, the Cowboys, and the Bills now, they're the fan bases that you go at any game, you know, that team plays on the road, there's a ton of that fan base in the crowd.
Can I just say, I do hope that not that many fans give up tickets, because I don't want it to sound close to what it sounded like during that Cowboys game. I mean, in the first half of that Cowboys game, it sounded like a Dallas home game.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh, if you don't know the map, Pittsburgh's a little closer. I'm hoping a playoff game in Buffalo doesn't sound like a home game for the Steelers.
A 3.5-hour drive if you're a Steelers fan? I think a lot of them are going to make it, and I think a lot of them are going to try and scoop up tickets. As you look in the secondary market right now, pair of tickets. Right now, lowest one I see, and I got to make sure the filter is, this is before the fees, Joe. So this is before fees. $200 for a pair, and that's just one. The rest of them are right at about $230, $240 for a pair of tickets to go see the Bills and Steelers. How much would you pay to go to the game? Has that changed from previous years where, like, you know, 2 years ago, you're dying to go to a playoff game at home? Now, you've probably been, if you were dying to go to a game, you've had the opportunities, you've probably been. Is it a little bit different? Does it take a little bit more to get you into the gate? Are you not going to spend the money? If you have tickets, are you looking at $230 a piece and saying, yeah, I can let these go, and I think they'll win the game, and I'll go next week?
Yeah, and a beer and tickets will be paid for.
Right? Like, that has to be going through people's mind.
But like you said, sell them now. Because if it's anything like the Patriots game, those tickets fell down to under $50 a ticket the night before the game.
It's $30, I believe. You could get into that. And that would have been the first real, like, home playoff game with a full crowd of fans since 96.
And you could go under $50.
Because it was freezing. And I could have went for under. I didn't go. You know why? Because it was freezing. Like, I knew I would not have had a good time, like, sitting there in 0 degrees with a wind chill of 20 below or whatever it was that day. And I still, as great of a game as it was, I remember being outside before it and going, I made the right decision. Like, I would not have had fun standing outside in this extreme of a cold. When you look at the forecast coming up from, and not everyone does, right? So, like, this is like your kind of, if you're looking to sell tickets, not everyone does look at the forecast. Not everyone is kind of, teed up and knows that there's the potential for some pretty big lake effect snow Saturday into Sunday, and potentially even Sunday during when this game is going to be played. If you're trying to sell tickets, you might want to sell them before everyone knows about the forecast, because once people see snow, Joe, you know, not as many people want to go.
No, their price will go down, and then you say, oh, I don't want to go. Well, guess what? You're going to take a hit, because after it's confirmed, and obviously we know how forecasts can change, but Brian, if they're still calling for this on Friday, good luck pushing your tickets out to even break even. You'd be taking a loss.
I don't know if they go that low because of the Pittsburgh thing. Because it's the playoffs, it's the Steelers.
But you would think New England, first game full of fans. You know what I mean? Like,
the New England
rival at the time.
The New England fans aren't traveling here.
But for Buffalo fans in general. I mean, it's the first full stadium since, you know, the 90s for a home playoff game. And you're playing who had been your hated rival for 2 decades. And the weather shot that down. I think you might see the same thing.
It's a couple things. It's not the hated rival from the last 2 decades. I'm sorry. I know it's the Patriots. I know they're wearing the same uniforms without Tom Brady.
That's a great point.
It's not the same team.
You're right.
And the opposing fan thing is just totally taken out of it. I mean, sure, there's some people. You see Patriots fans at the games, right? But the Steelers thing is a different. It's a three-hour drive, right? It's a Sunday at 1 o'clock. It's a wake-up Sunday morning, back in your bed, you know, by midnight or so, you know, weather-dependent,
obviously. I was going to say,
But that's how you're thinking about it right now, where you're kind of taking that into consideration. A quick trip, maybe you take Monday off or something like that. It's so easy for these fans to get there. You have a whole other market that you're now getting to.
The away fan thing plays into it, and Steelers fans, like Bills fans, will put up with a certain amount of weather, right? I mean, you saw on Saturday, M&T Bank Stadium looked like Heinz Field. I don't know what they call it now. Looked like Heinz Field, and it was pouring rain all four quarters. So we know their fans will sit out in crappy weather.
They will. On the text board, 803-0930 to let us know. How much would you pay? How much would you take? I mean, you could be the person who says, like, this is why I have the season tickets.
Yes.
You're paying...
That's what I'm
like
torn.
Like $30 a game or so, generally speaking.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm that this number goes up a lot depending on where you sit. But you're paying whatever a game. This is why you have the season tickets. But if someone comes to you and says, hey, I'll give you $600 a ticket for those.
Oh, well.
Are you standing back and going, nope, I can't do it? Or do you say, hey, you know, it would be nice to have a little extra money in the pocket for next week?
I love my seats. If anyone in their right mind would offer me $600.
I don't think they're not giving you $600 for your seats.
No, but obviously there's a price where you'd have to consider it, right? Knowing that there's potential to be two more games, if someone's offering what could pay for those, obviously I consider it. But Brian, I put that at maybe 10% because of where this, because this also factors in my head, where this team was 2 months ago at 6-6 and the fight back. And I want to say I was a part of it for the home games.
Yeah, well, like
that plays into it as well.
Like the Million Dollar Man says, everybody has a price. What's yours? 803-0930. On the text board this morning, a lot of people are weighing in to see what is going on. Someone's saying to you, Joe, if you sell your tickets, I'm never speaking with you again.
No.
Because, I mean, that, you know, okay. I wouldn't blame you if you sold your tickets. That's me personally. Somebody else, we go hoping the Bills go all the way this year, but there's something in the back of my head telling me they'll find a way to mess up. Yeah, it's called just being a Bills fan. Don't worry. All of us have that same little voice. Somebody else saying, in my 35-plus years, I wonder how you feel about this one, Joe. Pittsburgh and Kansas City, best visiting fans. Raiders, Dolphins, Cowboys, the worst. What do you think of that assessment?
I think this probably shows the person's age. I would take the Raiders out and put the Patriots in just again because of the Brady years with the Patriots. But Miami and Dallas, 100% correct.
I've never really had a problem with a Miami fan. I've never noticed anything.
The playoff game last year was brutal.
Really?
I know one person can give people a bad name.
Yeah.
The Miami fan in front of me for the playoff game last year really annoyed me.
Both Miami games last year. Every Miami game I've ever been to, I've just never run into a Miami fan who's...
Who's it for you? Dallas?
Well, they're saying Pittsburgh is the best. I think they're the worst. Like a Bills-Steelers game at the... Like, there is the potential there for this Sunday for it to be getting nasty in the crowd at some point. Because Steelers fans are loud, they love their team, and they go just as hard as Bills fans, which is a recipe for disaster sometimes.
And they will wave that towel right in your face when they score.
It is, I have seen obnoxious Steelers fans almost like no other fan. I don't think I've ever been to a Cowboys game, so I can't really say there. I agree with you on the New England thing. And Kansas City, I can't really speak to Kansas City fans. Pittsburgh fans, I mean, that is... It's my least favorite fan base to have come here.
For some of these games, it also has to do with when you saw them, right? Because I've heard good things about Bengals fans. Last year, they annoyed me. But again, I was in a bad mood. The Bills lost.
Yeah.
The season's over. So that experience, if you ask me right now, Bengals fans, I'd say, oh, they're awful. that was a one-game experience, mm-hmm. and it my mood has to be factored in. Cowboy fans, it was confirmed a few weeks ago, and I remember this from the Monday night game a decade ago. They are just relentless, and it's just so difficult to put up with. I mean, they are the Yankee fans of the NFL.
Steelers fans, just across the years, it is the
regardless of the situation.
They're always good.
Yeah, they.
But like,
are.
When's
yeah.
the last time Pittsburgh's been? They're always like decent.
Yeah, they've been above 500 for 17 years.
But I mean, just every single time, there's always been. You go to a Bills Steelers game here. I've always seen at least two or three fights.
Yeah,
I mean, like it never fails, and I don't know if that's just because. Again, there's so many Steelers fans here. If it's something about the fan base or whatever it is, so many.
Yeah.
So I would put them up a little higher for me.
And Raider fans, I think they're annoying. I wouldn't say they're awful. Again, I can't remember the last time the Raiders were decent and, the Bills had a home game against them. So maybe that's not a fair comparison. But I would just say Raider fans are annoying. And I think if you're not a Raiders fan, everyone would agree with that.
803-0930 on the text board. A lot of other comments. Someone saying about the Diggs catching, unbelievable, right?
Oh,
I mean, that was all week talking about him and getting him involved. And he makes that just how to even catch that. It was one of those. Every now and then you have those plays. Like there are some catches that are extraordinary. The Sherfield one yesterday was one of them. But like some catches, Diggs, was it against the Cowboys or the Patriots? He made that one-handed, or maybe the Chargers, that one-handed grab.
Chargers,
that just
yep.
Unbelievable. This one wasn't even like that. It was just, I can't believe the ball was there for him to catch.
Yeah, exactly.
It was one of those things.
Yeah, I mean, I thought good coverage from the Dolphins, and he's just able to bring that ball in. It was perfect placement, and great catch by Stephon Diggs. And, it was nice to see, a few minutes later, Tyreek Hill drop what should have been an easy catch for someone of his skill.
And I'm seeing a lot of this. It's on the board and it's online. The calls to fire Sean McDermott when the team was 6-6.
Yeah.
I mean, what does this change your, going forward, years, removed from this? Does it change, the gut reaction that you have when the team's underperforming, fire the coach, kind of thing? I don't want to lose that. I've talked about this before. I don't want to lose that guy. I love having that guy. My neighbor's that guy. I love every time I see him after a Bills game, especially if they lose. Trade the quarterback, fire the coach, right? Like every time. I love it. Love hearing that. But does it change your reaction the next time they go through a little bit of a slump?
Yes. Now, a lot of people are so quick, though, with McDermott. I mean, the timeout, again, I don't know if it was the best use of a timeout at the end of the half.
Stupidest thing I've ever seen.
But people are going on Twitter, I was never fire Sean McDermott because I remember what this team was before Sean McDermott, right? And I know, this is the talent. You got to get past the divisional round. But I remember what this team was when we were just happy to have our logo in the hunt in week 15. You know what I mean? So my reaction was never that way, so I can't comment on that. I still think Sean McDermott, if you were fire him at 6-6, I don't know how you look at the last five games and not say, wow, he's gotten this team to turn it around. This team's on track.
It's the internet, right? It's the internet because you can... You take what we all would say in our living room, that timeout. What's he doing? Why are you taking a timeout here?
Yeah.
But that conversation used to be in the living room with who you were watching the game with. This guy's an idiot. What's he doing taking a timeout here?
Now it's on Twitter.
Well, now it's on Twitter or it's on whatever forum you post on. It's somewhere online. And there's all of us having the same thought at once, right? Yeah. Why? This guy's stupid. Why are you taking that timeout? And then all of a sudden you have... 35 comments in a row
confirming your
this
thought.
Guy is an idiot. Why is he taking a timeout? And then somebody looks at that like, wow, Bills fans must really hate the coach. Well, really, it's not the case. It's just the normal gut reaction we all have during the games. How many people, every single game this year, Josh Allen stinks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, who really thinks that? Nobody really thinks that.
People were saying it at halftime.
It's the greatest quarterback I've seen in my lifetime. It's just insane. Every single game, we're all cursing him out at some point, right? But you put that online, you look at the big block of text wow, the Bills fans don't appreciate Josh Allen.
What is the worst take you saw yesterday?
yesterday. You know, I don't think there's a lot of like the gut reaction stuff. There's not anything that really stands out to me.
This is before the game, after the Bills had clinched because mm-hmm. the Jaguars lost. Worst take. I'm sorry if people agree with it. I thought it was, someone said, rest Josh Allen.
Rest the players, yeah.
It's time to start Kyle Allen. The Bills are already in. Yeah. And I'm just thinking like, so you want to lose to a Miami team that's beat up and then play a healthier Miami team next week.
I'll do you one better. I got a text, and this is like half serious.
Okay.
Of not before the game, mid-game on a group text, somebody saying, put Josh Allen on the bench, put Kyle Allen in because he was playing so bad. So that I think, all right, now you've jogged my memory. That's probably a worse take.
And believe me, we go into the fourth quarter. I'm thinking that I'm going to have to, that we're halfway to you laughing at me, because if you remember earlier in the season, you asked me, would you rather be in the playoffs but lose to the Dolphins back-to-back weeks or beat the Dolphins in a meaningless game at the end of the season? And I said, well, of course I want to be in the playoffs. And you know, we enter the fourth quarter, I'm like, oh my gosh, we're a quarter away from being a half reality.
Yeah. Losing a bet, that would be the worst. That would be the absolute worst.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't even want to think. To that team?
No.
To that coach? You can't lose to that coach. No. I'm sorry. You can't be like the big, tough, play in the snow, Sean McDermott led Buffalo Bills, and lose to sunglasses over there.
No, especially 2 weeks in a row.
It just you can't have it. That's why it feels so sweet. Their back is my number one rival. Kansas City had it for a little bit. It was always the Dolphins. In the bottom of your heart, it was always the Dolphins who you hated the most.
Yeah.
Always them.
Yeah. I mean, every time, especially a minute 53 left, you know, the chains are out and they're celebrating on the field. I'm screaming at my TV. Wake my son up at, you know, almost midnight, screaming at the Dolphins players.
Even when the Patriots were just winning every single time we played, I knew in the bottom of my heart, I don't really hate them. I just don't like that we're not good. I hate the Dolphins. That's who I hate.
Yeah, I mean, it came across as hatred of the Patriots, but you're right. Looking back, Bills fans are just upset that they never fielded a team to compete with that Patriots team. But hey, don't get me wrong. I love that the AFC East has become Bills and Dolphins. And as long as the Bills are controlling the ship, I'm happy. I want them back. I want them back in the AFC Championship. I want Bills-Dolphins. Cut this recording out. I want Bills-Dolphins AFC Championship.
Yeah, I kind of want it too. I want to beat them again. I hate them so much, I want to beat them again. Do I look stupid or smart, Joe? Now, looking back, remember after they were 6-6, and I said, I feel good about this team. I think they're in a better spot than they were last year at this time, even though they might not make the playoffs. Like, they're clicking. There's something there. And now look at them, number two. Do you feel better about this team than you did last year's team who was in the same exact position, right? Yep. Number two seed?
But they're not limping into the playoffs. They did not.
Well, literally, they might be with the injuries.
Yes, but again, and I will keep on saying this, and people are sick of me saying the same thing, this team today is finding a way to win. And when they needed to win, they somehow find that. All of these have been playoff games. The last five weeks have been playoff games. No matter what's been faced with them, you know, you have to go back to players that you literally traded for to get them off the field, and they make huge plays in the fourth quarter. I'm telling you, there's something different about the way this team is playing.
Yeah, for me, it's just Dolphins, Cowboys. We'll give you the Chiefs if you want it. Even the Eagles right there. I mean, those are four of the best team. They're not and none of them are the best team.
No.
But they're four really good teams. Last year, they didn't play a single good team. I mean,
no.
For a long period of time down the street. You never saw the Bills. So you got to play against some good teams here heading into the playoffs. You got to feel pretty good about that. A little nervous about the snow. We're going to be keeping you up to date on that, of course, throughout the week. And then tomorrow, you got this wind to worry about. I love the little lesson we got this morning from the National Weather Service. It's not necessarily because the wind strength, 65 miles an hour or so with the gusts.
Mm.
It's the direction of the wind that might be a problem for the trees and everything, because it's a different direction, and that throws the trees for a loop, I guess.
Didn't even know that was possible.
Right? This is just fair warning to the trees, like, get ready, it's coming from a different way.
Yeah.
It's like throwing a left hook at a tree, and they just can't see it coming.
No, and a lesson for you, Brian, because there is going to be some precip, is to get that brush in your car.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's going to snow. I'm going to be without it. I'm going to be angry. then I'll put it in.
There you go.
That's what happens every year. We'll be back here tomorrow morning, bright and early. You got David coming up and the news with Lucas, too, on WBEN.